1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting, and we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, daytime highs approaching 17. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11 below.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 16.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. It's the 1st of February. We've got a lot to talk about today. In the first hour of our program, in just a moment, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for a National Progressive Town Hall meeting, our Middays with Mark every other Wednesday here. If you'd like to get in line to speak with Congressman Pocan, he'll be with us for the whole hour taking your calls. The number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, is the Supreme Court about to put religion over civil society? They just announced that they're going to accept this case of Groff versus DeJoy, in which they're going to decide whether employers and government must be subordinate, essentially, to the religious desires of you know, what I would call religious freaks. We will talk about that at some length in the second hour. This is the also the title of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today. And also, is the Republican Party putting together a system for parents to snitch on teachers about banned topics like, oh my God, African-American history? Yes, I'll tell you the details of that. It's truly grim. In the third hour of our program, Dean Obadala, my colleague over on SiriusXM, well, here on SiriusXM, his program is in the evening. I believe it's 7 to 9 p.m. I'd have to look it up. He will be with us. Does Kevin McCarthy, he just wrote an op-ed for MSNBC, does Kevin McCarthy want to ban Ilhan Omar so bigots can be happy? Also, geeky science, what you don't know about that coffee buzz in our third hour, and a crazy alert. Tucker Carlson wants you to believe that Kamala Harris is taking hallucinogens. Right. The newest rants from the right. But to begin, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a member and the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees in the U.S. House. His website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman Pocan, Exxon just announced a $56 billion profit for last year. This was when gasoline prices were sky high. A lot of us, from Robert Reich to me, were ranting that this is not inflation, this is corporate price gouging, and they couldn't do it without monopolies. The entire industry is expected to take in $200 billion for last year in profits. And this is never, these levels have never been seen before. I think that the oil companies were doing this to try to prevent Joe Biden from becoming president, frankly. I'm curious your thoughts on this.
Well, I think there was just ultimate greed as well. We said this all along. We actually had some communication from oil executives saying that they weren't increasing production because they were maximizing return to shareholders. So they've said it. We said it. Republicans kept putting some subterfuge out there about, you know, Joe Biden and this and that about gas prices. But the bottom line is exactly what you just pointed out. They wanted record profits. It was pure greed. There probably was a political agenda as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think their religion is green, cash, the oil companies. And that's what they were after. And you know, that is still an issue that we have to address. In fact, I would argue, you know, this on top of some consolidation issues and other things are some top consumer issues that don't get reported enough but need to be discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious, what's on your agenda this week? What's on your radar? You know, what politically and legislatively, what are you looking at and where are your concerns today?
Yeah, lots going on. I just wanted to give your listeners an update, since your listeners are the ones who helped us create a bill called Save Medicare Act, which is the one that wouldn't allow Medicare Advantage programs, these private insurance company programs, to use the word Medicare. We had a pen and pad yesterday with some reporters, Ro Khanna, Jan Schakowsky, who's become a lead with Ro and I on the bill this session, and myself. But also last week, the Progressive Caucus had an entire hour member meeting dedicated to learning about Medicare Advantage programs, and we had a number of experts in talking about even more than I had known up to this point, Tom, honestly, some additional things about the scoring and how they try to incentivize doctors to find more illnesses that they're not trying to actually treat, but in order to get more money from the government. The overpayments of $17 billion in 2021, the last year we have that, enough to pay for the expansion of Medicare going into dental, vision, and hearing if we actually didn't overpay private companies. Wow. That didn't have to pay anything back. A whole lot more. So we're out there really trying to talk about this, getting people to understand that only Medicare is Medicare. But, you know, I think this is a classic example of people calling the program on a regular basis, talking about issues that are important to them, finding legislation to put out there, and now, you know, making sure that we're educating the American people so that fewer people get ripped off by these private plans that are calling themselves Medicare.
That is spectacular. Are the Democrats doing anything with regard to George Santos, or are you just kind of letting the Republicans self-destruct around this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, they can get rid of him, and I think they won't, because obviously they need his vote right now. One member had an injuries in Florida and can't be up here, and, you know, for them to get anything of their agenda done, they had 11 priority bills they told us they're going to do in the first 2 weeks. We're in the second month. And they've only gotten, I think, a half a dozen of them done because they can't even agree on the rest of what their easy priority bills were to get done. But, you know, George Santos this week voluntarily stepped down from committees. I mean, look, he's under local, state, multiple federal and international investigations. I think it's just a matter of time before he trades his congressional seat up to try to avoid prosecution. But I think it stands out that they seated a pathological liar on committees, but we could be voting as early as tomorrow to kick Ilhan Omar off of the Foreign Relations Committee. It's just Foreign Affairs Committee. I mean, it's really pretty outstanding, the hypocrisy going on with this majority party.
Yeah, it really and truly is. And let me just, you know, remind our listeners, 202-808-9925 is the number if you have questions or comments or thoughts for Congressman Pocan. There was a poll that was commissioned apparently by the Lincoln Project folks, asking Republicans if Donald Trump ran as on a third party ticket, would they vote for him? And about a third of Republicans say yes. Is this the dream scenario for Democrats?
I mean, the dream scenario, honestly, in my opinion, someone who's done this now for 30 years and who cares about our country greatly, is that, you know, sanity would somehow take place, and that, you know, Donald Trump wouldn't be a factor, period. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he would be actually tried for his crimes, and that, you know, Republicans would get back to, you know, having differences but would get things done. I always think it's dangerous when we wish for, you know, trying to pick their candidates and other things. So maybe, you know, if he could pull votes away, it would be a factor. I don't know if his ego would let him. My main concern is that, you know, Kevin McCarthy is doing just the opposite of what we need. He needs to stand up and be a leader. But because of how dysfunctional his caucus is, each and every one of them kind of seem to pull strings and manipulate him. It's not the right direction, and we got to figure that out.
Yeah, I personally think that if he didn't win the Republican primary, he would do this just as a fundraising scam. But who knows? All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Rose in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman. Hey, I live in Illinois, obviously, in a relatively blue state, relatively blue county, Cook County, around Illinois. And our governor recently passed an assault weapons ban, Governor Pritzker, and High Capacity Magazine. And, of course, it's being challenged in the courts, all kinds of lawsuits. and I'm sure it'll get struck down. So my question to you is, even if there was some kind of miraculous way to get a federal ban on assault weapons like we used to have in high-capacity mm-hmm. magazines, what is going to prevent the Supreme Court with their, I won't use the term I was going to use, but their highly twisted version of what the Second Amendment means, how is it going to prevent anything from being just struck down? It's just so frustrating. Like I said, I live in a pretty blue area, and for these to be held up and then probably struck down.
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, just, you know, yesterday I was on the floor and David Cicilline, who's the lead author of that from Rhode Island, was going around giving cards to freshmen to get them to sign on to the bill. So, you know, our efforts are going to continue to try to get this to become law again. And that might be the saving grace, is that it's law again. The fact that it was a law for a long time in the United States, that we can have some standing based on that. Of course, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court is very politicized. We saw almost a half a century of law under Roe versus Wade get thrown out. But that does give it some extra credence and credibility. So you really have to look at, you know, probably many laws to see how the Supreme Court might act. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still get these bills passed, because every time we do, we're educating people and we're putting something in place that helps.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking your calls, 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Pocan's website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, M-A-R-K Pocan. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Representative Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national town hall meeting, Middays with Mark.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned, Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Louise and I are getting one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to me. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I'm scared to death about this debt ceiling crisis. I don't think the mainstream media and definitely our local channels here in around Fort Dodge and Des Moines area are talking about what happens to the people that once this debt ceiling is hit, and I am sure that there's a lot of these Republicans that want this to just go into default and destroy it, that what these folks aren't going to receive. In other words, they're probably not going to get their Social Security checks. I'm a railroad man of 40 years, retired. Will they cut off and not pay my railroad retirement benefits? I think that the Democrats need to be out there right now saying, hey, guys, if these guys do this intentionally, this is what's going to happen to you, the American public, and you, the consumer. And I am not hearing it. And I'm not hearing it about this 30% tax that they want to put out either. So what say you?
So, Jeff, first of all, I'd say you're going to have to expand media sources. We're saying it a lot, in fact, on both issues. First, let me take the debt ceiling. We're pointing out that this is very disingenuous what they're saying. They need to show us a plan. We have our budget that was out and what we passed in the last Congress. They need to show us a plan. The problem is they can't come up with a plan with the Adams family that makes up their caucus. You know, Uncle Fester and Morticia and Cousin It. You know, that's their caucus. So they can't do that. Therefore, they're just, you know, saying we need to negotiate. But they need to actually put a plan for it or else it's completely disingenuous. And we are pointing out that Social Security and the full faith and credit of the United States, which could raise interest rates for small businesses and individuals and all the other things that could happen by not having that money there. The second part, now I'm trying to remember what that was that you brought up.
He's not hearing about the 30% national sales tax.
Oh, absolutely. But between that and the cuts to Social Security and Medicare that they want to do, those are the main things that we are talking about. Just another member this week said we should raise the retirement age for Social Security. This is very much what they intend to do. In fact, I think part of the debt ceiling debate is setting up what they want to do for cuts to Social Security and Medicare. And then this stupid plan to have a 30% sales tax instead of income tax clearly would put the burden on middle class taxpayers and those who are the poorest rather than the most wealthy. So they keep giving us gifts because Kevin McCarthy can't control his caucus. But we are talking about that every single day. Look at Hakeem Jeffries' Twitter account. Look at other sides. I can't make the media pick up a story, but absolutely members are talking about these things.
Margo in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right?
Duchesne.
Okay. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan, Margo.
Oh, I have the greatest respect for both of you, but I'm 76 years old. I've watched this whole thing unfold, and I mean, when is the DOJ going to kick in and put some of these criminals in indictment? If I did that or anybody else did it, we'd be in jail, and God forbid if we were brown or black. When are we going to do something? When is our AG going to step up to the plate and start indicting? I mean, I don't need to investigate. We've spent how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars, and the rich get richer, we get poorer. And I want the Democrats to come out and start kicking butt big time, saying what Biden's done and what the Democrats have accomplished. I was raised bipartisan. You vote for the best man. I don't do that anymore.
We're almost out of time here. Let's get Congressman Pocan's response. No, it's fine. I just have 20 seconds left. That's all.
No, Margo, I share your passion on wanting to see the prosecutions. I think what we keep hearing, and part of the reason they do investigations, is to gather the information and the things they're going to use in court to prosecute. So the legal process is not as quick as you or I would like, but I think that's the point we're looking at.
Step by step, as the old saying goes. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program every other Wednesday. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website, by the way, at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N dot house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour here in the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than...
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 17. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11 below.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
We went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour in our national town hall meeting. Patrick in Chicago, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, how's it going, Representative and Tom? Thanks for doing this, guys. My question, I've called before. I've asked about the media team, whether or not the Democrats were creating one. I was hoping for an update on that because it seems from the calls today that messages aren't getting out. I understand that the representative is and other representatives are making the case and they're making messages, but the simple fact that no one's hearing them is a concern. And you know, I don't know the way to get it out, but like I know that if you can make the message fast enough and you can get it out there, you can make someone like George Santos the face of the Republican Party. And the fact that no one is willing to repudiate him or remove him, make that the Republicans essentially being proven to be liars and cheats. So like, yeah, I'm hoping that there's some kind of team. I gotta believe that there's volunteers, there's creative people in your staff and in among all the staff of people that can get together and just start knocking out funny viral campaign ads and attack ads against these Republicans. Like, we gotta get aggressive against these people.
Yeah, so Patrick, you're not going to see ads because that costs money, right? And right now, people already were outspent tremendously by Republicans when it comes to campaigns. What you will see is people talking with a single message on this stuff. I've been in this for 30 years, and I've heard this complaint for 30 years because not everyone consumes media all day. And really, it depends what the media, especially the mainstream media, decides to report. There are literally publications on the Hill since the Republicans took over that have moved reporters only to cover Republicans and don't cover Democrats. Just the reality of how Washington is covered on the inside baseball, just so you understand what's happening. The good news, though, is I have never seen the caucus more organized and communicating together around things like the fact that the Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare, the fact that they want a 30% national sales tax and then get rid of income tax for rich people and put the burden on the middle class and those who can least afford it. There is clarity, and members are repeating that. I think the difficulty is, you know, local press has been decimated, so it's really hard to sometimes get that into local newspapers. And you know, other than like Tom's program, there's not that many venues where we can really get a lot of this information out in a way that you know, everyone sees it. But I have heard this complaint since I've been doing this, because again, people don't consume all media all the time. The good news, though, it really is good news, and I think it's worth mentioning, is I have never seen Democrats more unified. Hakeem Jeffries is really good, especially on this issue of Social Security and Medicare, and going after their brazen attempt to want to raise the age to be eligible and cuts to these programs. And I think we just saw a poll last week that the Republicans were about negative 20 in their favorability. Independents, minus 46 points Republicans are in favorability. And the number one issue why is because they think Republicans are going to cut Social Security. And number two, they're going to cut Medicare. So people are getting it. Whether or not individuals are seeing it all in the media, the message is getting out there because we're seeing it come back in the polling.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, guys. I'm as a taxpayer, kind of offended by the idea of corporate subsidies. And I'm just wondering, maybe Tom knows this, in the history of the United States, did corporate subsidies become a thing where it wasn't a thing before? And if so, what instigated that? And then how do you all try to justify us subsidizing like the oil industry with these record profits? I have a hard time connecting the dots. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, Holly. So it's not just that we actually still subsidize the oil industry, but don't forget, much of our tax law, our tax expenditures, that's no different than spending money to invest in healthcare or education. You're investing in tax breaks for various industries. And to me, that's even far worse than the amount that's given as subsidies, because it is a subsidy, but it's not seen as that. Most people don't consider a tax break a tax expenditure, but money you're not spending on education or healthcare for people or veterans. Instead, you're spending on a tax break for these special interests that are very effective at getting those. So I think part of it is just, you know, addressing the lobbying influence in Washington, D.C. Part of it is addressing some of the consolidation of companies, because that gives them even more voice in many ways here in Washington. You know, I agree with you. You know, this is something we really need to be able to talk about a whole lot more. And with record oil company profits, we need people besides Democrats recognizing that problem.
George in Coarse Gold, California. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, Tom. And Representative, I think you answered my question a couple calls ago that Democrats don't have money for media. And it goes to C-SPAN, which no matter who's the speaker, who's in dominant in the White House, that C-SPAN always runs conservative conferences, AIE, I'm sorry, American Enterprise Institute. All these different right-wing think tanks put on their conferences, and that's all we see, especially during the holidays when there's nobody doing anything in Washington. It's like 24/7 these right-wing messages are getting out. I don't know. It's like talk radio. We don't have any leverage in that area anymore.
Doesn't that also go back to money, Congressman? It's that, you know, there's dozens and dozens of these groups that are very, very well-funded by the right-wing billionaires, and I can't think of any major left-wing think tanks out there that hold the kind of conferences, you know, the CPAC kind of stuff, the AEI, the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, Center for American Progress, probably the largest that's out there, but I don't think it's at all the same. I mean, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have to address Citizens United and the money that goes into politics. I mean, it's bad enough there's 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and they aren't advocating for the average person in California, like Georgia or anywhere. They're very much, you know, lobbying for special interest and taking that influence of money that goes to campaigns away. Because I can tell you, there has been, since I got here, it was less than a handful of people that didn't take corporate PAC money. Now, I believe it's somewhere between 50 and 70 members that don't take corporate PAC money. And when you talk to the individual members and how different it is a significant difference, because a corporation doesn't just dangle a check in front of you and ask you to dance monkey dance. Now they have to, you know, really relate in a different way to you. And that, if we can get that to be expanded on in Washington, we can get even more done. So it's not just that we don't have money for ads right now. It's the whole system that we need to address financially with where those special interests have cash if we're really going to get something done in the public good.
Morris in Long Beach, California. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman Pocan, I'm going to make it quick. Do you believe that Bill Barr will be called as a witness in a Dominion machine case? Because everybody heard what his ideas were. Do you think they will call Mr. Barr in as a witness in that, even though there might be some question as to his character? He has been accused of unethical behavior. He has been accused of criminal conspiracy. He has been accused of seditious behavior, and he also has been accused of obstruction of justice by your guy, Tom Hartman, and a guy named Eli Honig, who wrote a book called Hatchet Man. So he might have some questions regarding his character. But do you think that he might be called as a witness in that case? And I'll take your comments off here, and thank you, Congressman. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yeah, Morris, a very unsatisfying answer. I have no idea. I don't know in a court case who might come in as witnesses or not. I don't want to try to just throw out an answer I have no basis for. I really don't know.
Here's one. I was just handed an article from today's Guardian with a picture of you at the very top. Seniors are getting ripped off is the headline. Progressive Congressman Mark Pocan on overhauling Medicare. Congratulations.
Tom, this is on the issue, thanks to your yeah. Callers. I mean, this is where this issue has really gotten its life's breath. And now, like I said, not just Roe and I, who, you know, appear on your program on a regular basis, but Jan Schakowsky, who's one of the leading advocates for seniors in Congress, is now our third co-lead for this bill going into the next Congress. We have over 20 people right now who've signed on to the bill. We're making some real progress.
That's great. Jan Schakowsky is wonderful. She's been on the program a number of times, too, although she's not a regular. Ed, in Des Moines, Iowa, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello to both of you. Within the past week, Representative Pocan, Tom had said on his program and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember precisely, but he said about a third of the people that join the police force do it for altruistic reasons. Another third do it because it's a socially acceptable, steady job. And the last third do it so they can punish with impunity, or bully with impunity, I guess would be a better way of saying it. Now, I've heard people say that cops should have to have a psychological eval before they join the force. And this is my wife's idea, so I'm giving her credit for it, but I thought it was good enough to pass along, was that they shouldn't only have an initial psychological eval, but an annual one, because people can go in under the first third of altruism, and then after they've joined the force, switch over to the bully with impunity. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I don't know enough about that breakout to comment specifically on that, but you know, I had introduced legislation last Congress to actually have some uniform training level. There is no absolutely zero uniform training to become a police officer, and I think that is one thing that would help, and perhaps what you're talking about could be added to that. But I had a conversation last night. Take a pause from here.
Okay, we've got this problem with Skype ducking on shutting you down when the music starts. We'll pick up that thought on the other side of the break. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with Middays with Mark. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. This is our neck of the woods. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. Cruising is such a great way to vacation. You only unpack once, right? That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Carl in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. You know, the documents game, classified and top secret. There are so many documents that are put in the bucket considered classified and top secret that should never, ever, ever go into that big bucket. And it gets larger and larger as time goes on. And nobody bothers to start to go in and check this stuff and declassify it and say, you know what, this never should have gone in there in the first place. And the fact that, that Donald Trump and Joe Biden, that they have classified documents and top secret documents, if Donald Trump was a master spy and he took sensitive documents, that stuff would have been copied a long time ago. He would have returned it and said, oh, sorry, I forgot about it. But he's a pack rat. He got this stuff. They were like mementos. It didn't mean anything to him other than souvenirs of being the president of the United States.
Maybe he sold it to Saudi Arabia for $2 billion, which was given to Jared Kushner. But, Carl's, what's your question?
The question is, why make such a big thing about returning the documents when they could be copied in the first place? A lot of this stuff should never be classified in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, Carl, to me, the big issue is not the classified documents that now you have with Mike Pence and Joe Biden, but it's the difference between how Mike Pence, Joe Biden handled it and Donald Trump. Donald Trump, for months, refused to return documents, refused subpoenas, did everything possible to make it difficult for the collection of any kind of material that could be classified or top secret. And then Joe Biden and Mike Pence did everything the right way, which is as soon as they found a document or brought people in to actually search for them and make sure that anything might have accidentally got there was dealt with appropriately. So it has nothing to do with the classified nature, although I think there's a whole separate conversation we could have on that, Carl, you're right. It really is in how it was handled, and Donald Trump handled it very differently than Joe Biden and Mike Pence.
Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota, listening to KTNF, AM 950. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank Thanks for taking my call. Representative Polkin, I was wondering, when I signed up for Medicare, I'm just wondering if this is on the, you know, what you guys are all looking at. I got confused about the Medicare Part B, and when my private insurance quit, I didn't re-up right away. So now I'm paying a huge penalty, and that's fine. I understand they don't want people to skip getting Medicare B, and then when they get sick, all of a sudden get it. But I've been doing that for going on 2 years now, and it's going to go for the whole time until I die. Is there any talk of making the punishment fit the crime, so to speak, that it has an end date?
Yeah, I can't say that there's legislation that I know of introduced, but I certainly part of what also there's a letter circulating around this talking to CMS. It gets complicated and it shouldn't be. What we do know is that Social Security and Medicare are two of the most popular programs the federal government offers. It's your money that we've held in a public trust to make sure you have money for care for when you're older. And there are certainly things that are either inconsistent or could use improvement. I think, you know, dental, vision, and hearing should be covered by Medicare, period. There's a lot of things like that we'd like to do. But also around the Advantage program, you know, CMS, by allowing this payment for illnesses and then they actively seek them but don't want to treat them and they make a lot of money off of that and overpayments. Some of those things have to be addressed more immediately. So we have a letter going around about that. We have the legislation that we've introduced. But I would say always reach out to your member of Congress or the Senate, share the story, because sometimes we have the ability to help people by having a common sense conversation with an agency, and it might behoove you to do that.
Bill in Florence, Texas, you're on the air with Representative Polkin. We have a minute and a half to the end of the hour.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, Representative.
Hello.
So, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And my question is, whatever happened to remove the cap on Social Security payments?
It's there. It's in John Larson's legislation, Social Security 2100 Act, which had over 205 or so sponsors in the last Congress. That's what we need to do, right? We need to be able to bring in money to keep its longevity. It shouldn't be a regressive tax like it is now. We're at $160,000 of income, or give or take, you don't pay another dime in. And that is the simplest answer to extending Social Security into the future. So it's out there. It's in major legislation with a lot of sponsors. We just got to get it done.
Congressman, the discharge petition survived the rewriting of the House rules. Do you think that Democrats will be able to use that to get any popular legislation pushed through the House?
I think we'll be able to use it, whether or not it'll be popular legislation, because I think it's hard in the Republican Party to be one of those five people that has to, like, you know, ditch out to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's a lot of consequences with, you know, the intensity of the extreme MAGA wings of the party. But I do think it will be used this session. Just hold tight, and I think you'll hear more.
Yeah, maybe on the budget stuff. Fascinating. Congressman Mark, we should be hearing music right now. Sean, what's going on? There we go. Okay. Congressman Mark Polkin, thank you so much for being with us again, Congressman. We really
appreciate
it.
As always, thank you.
Okay. Yep. We'll be back. Is the Supreme Court about to put religion over civil society? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.